President Trump tweeting Pelosi wants to create the commission to oust former Vice President Joe Biden and install his running mate, Senator Kamala Harris, in the White House. A second night of violence in Wauwatosa, Wisconsin, after officials there announced no charges will be filed against a black police officer
who shot and killed a black teenager earlier this year, who was armed with a stolen gun and who fired that weapon as police chased him. The teen's mother, one of 11 people arrested last night for breaking the city's emergency curfew.
Fox's Jeff Manasso. America is listening to Fox News.
Ladies and gentlemen, in just a few moments, we start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go-where-you-go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady-o.
John.
What is FM?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall.
Be a DJ.
You do?
Woo! 150 million people. That's all.
That's the radio.
I think I heard of that. It's called the radio.
How did Doug Jones get so much done for Alabama? Listen to the folks across Alabama.
We took a chance on Doug Jones.
I knew he was a Democrat.
But he promised to get things done.
And he sure did.
He fought like hell for us farmers.
Senator Jones was essential in helping the cotton industry and their future with getting the seed cotton program passed.
Saved our jobs from trade tariffs.
He stopped Washington from denying survivor benefits to our military widows.
He protected coverage for pre-existing medical conditions.
And our rural hospitals.
Doug Jones worked with everybody.
And got things done for Alabama.
Doug Jones sure earned my vote.
Doug Jones is getting things done for Alabama. Why would we change?
Doug Jones kept his promises, and when disaster struck, he got us the hurricane and tornado relief we needed.
This is Senator Doug Jones, running for re-election to the U.S. Senate, and I approve this message because I'll never quit on the people of Alabama.
Paid for by Doug Jones for Senate.
At Spire, we know the value that natural gas brings to the communities we serve, from a hot shower after a long day to the warmth and comfort of a cozy home. And we know that in any year, some of us struggle to make ends meet. But this year isn't just any year. If you're struggling to pay your natural gas bill, we're here to help. Our dedicated team of community support specialists is ready to help identify the assistance program that's right for you. To learn more, call us or visit us online at spireenergy.com/assistance.
Do you have a Class A CDL license and at least 6 months driving experience with a good record? Jimmy and Darius Transport specializes in hotshot. Their trailers are 3 to 5 car haulers, and they have immediate openings for qualified drivers. Earn $1,500 per week, 50% of your health insurance paid, paid vacations that grow to 3 weeks after 3 years, quota bonuses, and much more. Jimmy and Darius Transport is also looking for dispatchers. Call Jimmy and Darius Transport at 241-6414. That's 241-6414.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. With powerful Hurricane Delta about to make landfall on the Louisiana coast, we're even going to see some effects here in Alabama, hundreds of miles away, especially by tomorrow. But even today, scattered showers and thunderstorms will be around just about any time, but especially later on this afternoon and this evening and tonight. Breezy, with a high temperature up to about 83. Tonight, slow down to about 72. Tomorrow, occasional tropical squalls from the outer rain bands of Delta. Windy tomorrow, with wind gusts as high as 30. Threat of a few tropical tornadoes, especially in the afternoon and evening hours, with a high in the low 80s tomorrow and Sunday. A risk of a few leftover downpours from Delta on Sunday, but beautiful weather pattern beginning Monday through Wednesday and beyond, with cooler nights and nice days. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
We're redesigning financial freedom at CBNS Bank. Make purchases at participating stores and restaurants using your CBNS Bank debit card through your mobile device with Mobile Wallet. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. On FM, on your
smartphone and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Time out means just long enough to enjoy a cigarette.
So I decide I'll go, you know, my buddy tells me, he goes, hey, you should go to one of them bed and breakfasts. You ever hear tell that?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Yeah. The idea is you go there, it's a guy's house, and you live in his room, and then he makes some breakfast.
Right. First.
Yeah. It's a thumbnail.
Yeah, you know. That's it, sure.
So I looked one up on the internet there, and I found one. I went to Vancouver Island, Victoria, which is beautiful.
Wow.
Oh, my
yeah.
God. It's God's little country. And so I go there, and I look up my place where I'm supposed to go. I have it on a little piece of paper, and I knock on the door, right? And there's no answer. So I knock again, and there's still no answer. So finally, I look like in the window there, and there's an old man sleeping on a couch, you know?
Yeah.
So I bang on the door, ringing the doorbell, you know? So finally, I hear like, hey, keep your pants on there, you know, from the inside. And he comes to the door, old guy, you know, but I'd say 80, 85 years old. Oh, wow. Old Harold Delaney was his name.
Harold Delaney.
Yeah, nice enough gentleman, you know? And so I get in there, and I says, well, I better go to sleep. There's no one else there, you know? Like, I thought it'd be like a whole bunch of people in different rooms, you know?
Yeah.
And it was just me. Yeah. So I go up and I go to sleep, and I'm ready to go to sleep. And a knock comes on the door, right? My bedroom door.
Right.
So I figure, uh-oh, old Harold Delaney wants to have sex with me there.
That's the first thought that went through your mind, huh?
Well, I'm a young fella. Yeah, these days,
yeah,
anything
not a
goes.
Looking guy, sure, yeah. Traveling alone, why
sure.
not?
And of course, that's not. I didn't come to Victoria to have sex with old Harold Delaney. You know, I came to do some sightseeing.
Of course. Yeah.
So then I hear him. He goes, well, "You ought to play some Scrabble."
Oh, Scrabble.
Yeah, so I say, okay, that's good.
Sure.
I'll play some Scrabble. So I go down, and he pulls out this old Scrabble game there, and we start to play, you know, and I like Scrabble, you know. So I get the first turn, you know, because I picked the lower letter, and so I get the first turn. So I make rabbit, you know.
Pretty good.
It's a good word. And then I do it pretty quick. I take like a couple of minutes, and then old Harold Delaney, he takes like a half hour to like get his word. And the whole time he's not talking, he's not telling me old stories. Yeah. I like hearing old stories, you know? And instead, it was like for a half hour, it was just Harold Delaney going. So then after a half an hour of that, you know, I'm just sitting there, he comes up with his word, it's a hat. That's his word, yeah. Hat. So he puts it, and he takes the word hat, and then he puts it, like, way in the corner on that triple letter score.
Right.
The triple word, the red one.
Right.
You want to get to?
Yeah, sure.
But you can't just put it there.
No, it's got to have some relation to rabbit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got to move up there, you know, and finally get to there. But instead, he just puts it right there.
Oh, no.
So I go, all right, you know. And so then it's my turn, you know, I do something, and quickly, and then again, the same thing, like, you know. And then time going by, and then every word, and I was coming up with good words, you know. I had sleigh, you know, a sleigh ride, and avocado.
Ooh.
It was a seven-letter word.
Yep.
You get 50 extra points. I'm still way behind him.
He's just freelancing the board.
Yeah. Yes. And so finally I decided I gotta say something, you
sure.
know? So and all his words were like cup and hat, and I think it was just like things he'd see around the room, you know? And so I'm playing excellently. I should be in the lead, but instead I'm like 1,000 points behind. And finally, like, I gotta say something, you know? Mm. So he puts a boot, you know, on this triple, and it really annoyed me because I was building towards
sure,
the triple
yeah.
letter, and he just puts boot, and so I said, finally, I gotta say something here, and I go, hey, old Harold Delaney there, I don't know, you can't put boot there, and then he goes, you never heard tell of a boot? I go, no, I know what a boot is. I'm just saying. He goes, that fella goes out there to wear a boot. So I go, no, I know what a boot. I made avocado. I know a boot. You know? And It just took him forever. And I think, and also I noticed a weird thing. He had no, there were no blanks. You know, the blanks in the game, and it's always good to use any letter,
sure,
right?
Yeah.
I realized there's no blanks in this game, and I figured old Harold Delaney must have, when he got the game, figured, that the hell is that, you know, and throwing it away.
Can't use it.
Yeah.
Calling all stations. Clear the air lanes. Clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
Is it Friday already? Yes, it is. This is FM 3.1 FM WACB, the big broadcast, we call it Happy Hour. Greg Goodell, Rosie Brock, Eddie Bader, and the Sespalo Experience on the way.
And here they are.
Big welcome, Jeff.
Please clap.
How's everybody?
Good.
Doing good. The weather outside is frightening.
Well, it's really humid.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it just makes you feel clammy.
It does.
In fact, we should bring up the Live and Fear Doppler and, God, pray for the people in Louisiana.
Oh,
yeah,
gosh.
Oh, gosh, yes. My sister's there. I tried to talk her into coming. She's in right outside of Lake Charles.
Charles?
I know.
Half the houses that were destroyed. Damages are destroyed.
I told her next time I'm gonna have Rich call her personally, and ask her.
Man, I mean, it looks like it's gonna hit the exact same spot that Laura did.
Yeah.
Well,
you saw. Well, you posted a picture of all those blue tarps.
Yeah. There is a lot of rain in the southeastern United States, but it's kind of scattered about right now. There's nothing of an immediate interest. Well, let me just take a look at this one little cluster here. And see if we can expect it. It's kind of coming up 2:31 from Dothan. Yeah, that looks like we might see some action from that.
Oh, yeah.
In an hour or longer. Everything is moving pretty quickly. And let's zoom out and see what kind of radar images we have on the storm. Which is, well, there's the eye. It's very close to landfall.
Yeah, it's supposed to hit landfall this afternoon or this evening.
Well, based on what this is showing, it's right about there at the Louisiana-Texas mm-hmm. border. Wow. Very dramatic images. And then after it makes landfall, it's going to make a little bit of a turn, and I guess we can expect squally weather tomorrow. And I don't know that Rich is going to call in this afternoon or not.
He's probably getting a little sleep before the everything starts up.
Yeah. He expects to spend some time here tomorrow.
Yeah,
Do we have his cot ready downstairs?
So today, it's getting to the point, I don't even know where to begin. I do want to say this. I had a very emotional noontime today because I took a little nap after going for this week's bloodletting.
Mm-hmm.
And found out that Whitey Ford had passed away. Now, he lived a great life. He made it to 91. So this is not somebody who was bumped off in the prime of life by a cruel twist of fate. But this is, Tom Seaver, Bob Gibson, these guys.
These are all your heroes.
Legends. And I got to thinking, I remember I was texting back and forth with somebody who's a baseball fan here. There's 23 that we know of. About legends.
Mm-hmm.
And when the Yankees, when I was a kid, when the Yankees were coming to Chicago to play the White Sox, they had this aura of invincibility. This is Whitey Ford, Mickey Mantle, Roger Maris, and Yogi Berra, and Moose Scourin. And you always as a fan, you rolled over and thought, well, defeat is inevitable. And if you beat them, it was like a World Series win.
Right.
Because, you weren't going to the World Series. The Yankees are going to be there like they always were. And Whitey Ford was true, one of the games, one of sports, true gentlemen. He hung him up when he knew he had, instead of trying to hang on and add to his totals, he threw an inning of baseball. Early in the 1967 season, I think it was, and he knew that he didn't have it anymore. So he said, that's it. I don't want to diminish my legacy.
Yeah. And I can appreciate that.
Retired. And was great at nurturing new kids that were, coming to spring training camps and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
and coached. I remember seeing him in Fort Lauderdale when the Yankees used to train there in the 80s. You'd see Whitey Ford, and it was like you were looking at royalty. That was so cool. That's Whitey frickin' Ford. He still holds the record for most wins in the World Series. And he broke Babe. You know, a lot of people don't know that Babe Ruth was a very accomplished pitcher. Held the record for most scoreless innings in a World Series in competition that Whitey Ford ultimately broke.
Now, while he was down there, is he hanging out? Is he kind of talking to the guys, or is he giving life stories, life lectures to them?
He was available when you asked him for help, that kind of thing. He was a nurturer and kind of guy who could help a young ball player understand, you know, this is a great gig, but there are things that go with this that you have to be mindful of. He was never involved in scandal. And in part, guys like that and athletes of that era were protected by the press.
Yes.
Babe Ruth enjoyed great protection from the press. They wouldn't write the salacious stuff that today's writers do.
Because they knew, man, those are people's heroes.
Yeah. And I'm wondering, is that really a great thing that in today's media they're digging up every piece of dirt they can to get clicks on a website link?
No.
Nobody's perfect.
Right.
Except Obama, but
well, the thing is, these same people that are doing that just to get clicks on their website. As soon as that coin is flipped to their side, boy, they don't want nothing. I want privacy for my family.
Yeah.
Please respect our privacy during this time. Yeah.
So anyway, another legend passed away. Ironically, at the time of the year when his name was on everybody's lips, because it's October, it's World Series time.
Yeah.
Don't you think, Greg, when something like that happens, it's like a little piece of our childhood disappears?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And that's why it's so emotional.
They did a magnificent tribute to him on the Baseball Network today. And
they got it right?
That's when I felt the pang.
Yeah.
Because if he's 91, how old am I?
28.
That's right.
Looking good.
Well, you're not 91, and you got a lot of life in you.
Well, I was given pretty good news at the blood.
Yeah, how'd the bloodletting go?
Fine. I've actually gotten my numbers down. By that, I mean, I have this condition where I had too much red blood.
Thick blood.
I was overproducing red blood cells. They said that can be caused in part by smoking.
Really?
I agree. Prove it.
You would think it would be just the opposite.
Do they have science to back this up?
Not that I believe. But it turned out I backed off this other medication that I take. It's no big deal, but it's also one that can cause this. Whatever this condition is.
Yeah.
It's got a long name.
Huba Kuba Tuba?
Polycythemia plebia or something like that.
Jeez.
So I cut down on that and the number's down, so I don't have to go for 2 weeks.
Woohoo!
I get to go back.
Now, when you do the bloodletting, do you, because I know you basically put so many pints of blood out, do you feel, like in the next few days, do you feel tired?
Yes.
Or do you feel just the opposite?
No. You do feel fatigue.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I hated going, because I knew the next 12 to 24 hours are going to be kind of a push.
Yeah.
But I'm all right.
That's good.
We'll do everything we can to pump you up, Greg.
That's right.
And the Yankees won.
Well, that's yesterday. Today is game 5. We'll see.
You a little nervous?
Yeah. Yeah, it's hard to trust them.
You know why? Because they're Yankees.
These aren't Whitey Ford's Yankees, where you knew they were going to go in and, you know,
get the job done.
It's such baseball is the hardest sport to predict. Just like politics. I found out today that Joe Biden, according to a CNN poll, has a 16-point lead.
I just can't believe this, Greg. Yeah.
16 points.
I
try to take a step back and say, how could that be? How could that be, especially when they look at who they're really voting for? which is Kamala Harris.
Right.
Who is supremely unqualified to be running this country.
Noticed that again the other night.
Interesting how the liberal mind works, too. And I made note of this morning. BLM was riding through a small town, an upper-level small town, income-wise, in Wisconsin called Wauwatosa.
I saw something about that.
They've been through there multiple days, and one of the local liberals turned up on Fox and Friends and said, telling them, we're on this, we approve your message. They don't care. What is wrong with you people? How many times do you have to have people driving over your lawn, destroying your property, just for the hell of it?
What do you have to do, go out there and join them?
Smash out store windows. And in this case, they're, quote, protesting the shooting of a young black man who was armed and was firing at the police. I guess, what are the cops supposed to do, damn it? You don't want to get shot at by police. Don't draw a gun on me, you dumb son of a bitch. Jeez, what the hell's wrong with you? And what are we supposed to expect of our police officers?
Call a social worker?
Yeah.
Jeez. Get them shot?
Hey.
Now we got two people shot.
I've got a captain. I got a guy. He fits that profile of people that will cause a lot of trouble if I... But he's currently firing his weapon at me. May I shoot? We're going to have... how about a civilian panel like the one the mayor wants here? Can you convene the civilian review board so I can find out whether or not it's okay to shoot back at this guy?
Yeah.
Good Lord. They've lost their minds.
And it always fails. They always fail.
Well, we have calls. I have no idea what I did to inspire them, but we'll start with Foster.
Hey, Greg.
Hi.
Yeah, and he's shooting at him with a stolen gun. Awesome.
No.
Yeah. Even better.
Even better. And it's black on black, anyway.
The officer was black, too. And they're still... So don't tell me about BLM.
Yeah.
The BLM that matters in that instance is the black police officer.
Yes.
Who is serving his community.
It's an excuse. I called because I have polycythemia too. Polycythemia vera.
And I forgot about that last syllable.
Yeah, we make too many red cells, and most people, I think normal is 11, and we might have 12 or 13 pints at any given time. But it also helps you, protects you from colds and flu and that kind of thing because you have so many red cells. So
maybe that's why I got sick earlier this week because I had so much blood removed that it wasn't protecting me the way it should.
Well, maybe it could have been, and I'm a smoker too, but. I used to try to donate because I was going to cancer center, and they said, well, we can't use it.
Yeah, that's what they told me. I said, well, I got to come here every week and give a pint. Why not use it for somebody that needs it?
Right. Well, the red cells are malformed is what they told me.
Oh.
And that's why they can't use it. But see, I was diagnosed with it, 30 years ago.
Sure makes me glad I'm married. I have to explain that on a date. I have malformed red blood cells.
If you feel tired, when I was doing it, they were using those great big needles, and they would hit. And if you got a new girl, she would hit you too fast, and you feel like you're fixing to pass out. Make them use the butterfly. It's a smaller needle. I don't know if you understand. Ever had a pain. Okay. Well, the butterfly helps.
They stick a sharpened torpedo into my arm to get it out of me.
All right, that's not a butterfly. It takes just a little longer to get that pint, but the butterfly makes a big difference. Mm. When I got I almost passed out a couple of times because they were pulling it too fast.
Mm.
So it's an unusual thing, and it's very rare, and is what it is.
Like you and me.
That's right.
Well, there you go. But anyway, I just thought I might shed a little light on it and ask those questions, man.
Yeah.
I see Dr. Davidson.
I see Dr. Ramadan. I never can remember it. Very nice, very bright man.
All of them are. All of them over there are. But anyway, just a little information for you. And,
Thank you.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Bye.
Thank you, bud.
Thanks.
Polycythemia thia aloe vera.
Not aloe vera.
I think the aloe vera. I like that part.
The here's the thing. The only lab that can process and test the blood to get those numbers is at the cancer center. So if this is all I'm dealing with, when you walk through there and you see people going through what they're going through, you walk out not feeling too sorry for yourself.
Right.
Hey there, Jim.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Hey, Jim.
Going back to your baseball deal there, I was born and raised in St. Pete back in the 50s, and that was my team, the Yankees. We had a farm team down there called the St. Petersburg Saints.
Yeah.
And they were Yankee farm team, and man, that was my heroes. Mickey Mantle, Roger Maris, Whitey Ford, Yogi Berra.
Yep. Legends.
And how many kids didn't have a Louisville Slugger with Mickey Mantle's name on it?
Well, mine had Ernie Banks. I was a Chicago kid, so I had my Louisville Slugger, and it was an Ernie Banks 34-inch, 32-ounce bat. I wanted to be just like him. He had the narrow handle, and he used to sweep the bat over the plate sort of back and forth waiting for the pitch, and that's everybody in Little League imitated whoever their hero was.
Yeah, those are the good old days, man.
Yes. So, passing of a great man today.
Y'all have a good weekend.
Appreciate
Thanks,
the
Jim.
Here is Tom.
Hey, I'm one of the 23 baseball fans around here.
All right, Tom. Way to go, man.
But, I feel a bit bad for the, I'm not a Yankee fan. I'm a Yankee or Red Sox, My team has been Red Sox, but the fact that, I look up to him, he was amazing. They were all, Mickey Mantle, all of them were really good. My idol, though, is Carl Yastrzemski.
I was just going to tell you, I mentioned a few minutes ago that I used to go to the Yankee exhibition games and they trained in Fort Lauderdale. And I forget the year, it might have been 81. It was, and the Red Sox came to Fort Lauderdale. Now, usually the veterans don't get on the bus and ride with the rest of the team. But Yaz made that trip to Fort Lauderdale because they were playing the Yankees, even in a spring game. And I will never forget seeing number 8 step up. And he got an enormous ovation from the crowd because at that point, you're once again, this is living legend.
Yep.
And I was a big Yaz fan in the 60s. And I love the fact that his grandson had a great year for the Giants this year.
Yeah. I wish he would. I would love it if he went to the Red Sox, but
man, nobody. In Chicago, you have to have a backup team. In the '67 World Series, I was all Red Sox all the way. Jim Lonnberg and Carl Yastrzemski, and they had some pretty good players. Rico Pestricelli. Petricelli. Pestricelli is the name of our owner.
Yeah. That sounds for me in a different way, Greg.
Yeah. Rico Pestricelli.
Yep. And by the way, there's a show on the MLB Network on Sirius on Saturday morning called Remember When. So if you like, and Rico is part of the team with a guy named Ed Randall. And I never miss it. On Saturdays, I get the podcast and give it a listen. Because I don't want to hear another political thing by the time we're out of here Saturday morning.
Yep, definitely.
Appreciate the call.
All right, thank you.
Emery, I need you to hold.
Ah, Igor, don't you just love the sound of thunder?
No, Dr. Frankenstein. It's scary.
But I need a lightning bolt to bring the monster to life.
Actually, lightning is scary. A single strike within a mile of your home can send a tidal wave of voltage through the wires, burning out your computers, TVs, and GFCI plugs, even refrigerators and ovens.
Oh, drat! Missed us again!
But here's the good news. The trained technicians at Crosby Electric can install an economical whole house system to protect you from electrical surges caused by lightning, downed power lines, nearby factories, or just the recycling of your own appliances.
Igor, why am I not getting a surge?
Well, I have a pretty good hunch.
Why, yes, Igor. And a fine hunch it is.
Igor ordered whole house surge protection from Crosby Electric, so should you. Visit CrosbyElectric.com or call 272-2085.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. It's PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Does learning a language feel like this?
No habla español?
Hablo.
It's hablo?
Yes.
It's hablo.
Bon dia, like good day, good morning, I think.
I can say, je m'appelle David, but that's probably it.
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
This year is my year to get fluent in Spanish, and Babbel is definitely going to help me do that. The app is so easy to use, and it's so practical. It helps you learn things that you will actually need.
Since my husband is from Guatemala, I'll apply what I've learned in Babbel to our real-life situations.
I've tried other language learning apps and nothing really stuck. Babbel's been a complete game changer for me.
Hoy es miércoles y el clima está muy bueno afuera.
Estoy con fome. Yo no tomé café de mañana.
Je suis des États-Unis et d'où viens-tu?
Now try Babbel for free. Just go to babbel.com to start learning a new language today. That's BABBEL.com.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
There is something evil lurking about in the shadows. Something so terrifying, the sound of it will send chills up your spine and put fear in your heart. It is a sound that has driven men and women alike to the brink of insanity, and you may be next. This Halloween, beware of Hillary Clinton in The Cackle. It can strike anywhere at any time. No one is immune to The Cackle. In theaters this Halloween, The Cackle. Rated PG-17. Republicans not admitted.
She's really got brain damage.
I hear that and I lose all interest in sex. It's 3:33. How'd that happen? Emery, thanks for waiting. You're on happy hour.
How you doing, buddy?
Well, I'm being fed poison by my friends.
You better watch. Not YouTube, Brute?
Et tu, Brute.
Et tu. Very good. Anyway, you, when you were talking about, you know, the old days in baseball and all of that.
Yeah.
Great memories. I think you and I are about the same age. I don't know.
Oh, you're in your 50s, eh?
Yeah.
Right.
Now, I'm on the back side of 60. Like you. Anyway, the movie 61.
Yeah, that's a great film.
Ain't it good?
It's one of the best baseball movies ever made, and Billy Crystal made it.
Ever made.
Before he turned into a total dickhead.
Yeah.
He did, I think. But Roger Maris, what he went through?
Yeah.
Holy crap. Lost his hair. Families, you know, he just tore him up. He didn't really want to beat Mickey Mouse or Babe Ruth's record. If you think about it, you know, he was like, what did he do? Like the last two or three days? Something like that. I mean, and he was a very tortured soul. But thank goodness he had Mickey Mantle there with him.
Yeah, that's that fact. I'm glad you reminded me. I don't know if the storm will be done by then, but next movie, Time with Rich Thomas, we're going to have to watch that. Especially with the series getting ready to happen and all that. Thank you for reminding me of that. Appreciate it. Have a great weekend, Soldier Boy.
I'd like to make a request today.
Yes, it is All Request Friday, by the way.
Yeah, absolutely. I need some Pelosi.
Pelosi. All right, let me look under S.
It keeps the ladies away like high karate.
That's right. I'm looking under S-H-I. There it is.
Under S-H folder tab.
You get to that letter T and you, there she is.
I appreciate it.
My pleasure. Have a good one. All right, Ken, you're on the air.
Hey there, Greg.
Hi.
Roger Maris went through quite a bit to get to his 61. Hank Aaron also to get to his, golly, 700. What was it?
715 to break Babe Ruth's record. Yes, he did go through a lot.
I don't feel real sorry for either one of them, but they certainly went through a lot. And
you know what's interesting about all of these guys, Aaron, Whitey Ford, Roger Maris. Maris passed away at a very young age. He was only in his 50s. He had cancer. But what's interesting is that all of them have made fortunes years after they stopped playing because of the growth of the baseball nostalgia industry. These guys, like Whitey Ford, go to a baseball card show and make thousands of dollars an hour signing autographs. More money in an afternoon than they made for a whole year of pitching in baseball back in those days.
Well, Greg, I agree with you. A lot of us used to try to emulate some of those guys, but nobody could swing a bat from the left side of the plate and get first base in 3.1 seconds like Mantle could.
I've said this before on the show. Mickey Mantle is one of the two or three celebrity passings where I actually cried, and I knew he was dying. It was not a surprise. But towards the end of his life, as a recovering alcoholic, he made his message to kids, don't be like me. Don't make the choices I did, and you'll have a much better life. And it was so sad that so much of his life was wasted. God knows what he would have accomplished had he been able to stay sober during his playing career.
I got to tell you, I was lucky enough to see him and Whitey Ford unannounced, at least to me. They were on an open forum at a medical meeting I went to, and I was hustling across the exhibition hall to get to the classroom or meeting room, and I heard the voices, heard guys up there on the stage answering questions, and I walked up, and gee whiz, there's two of my boyhood idols, Mantle and Whitey Ford.
Wow.
I remember Mantle saying to one guy that's talking about his baseball card collection, says, man, I hope you've got my rookie card in there. You don't have to worry about your retirement.
Yep.
Whitey said his grandkids often ask him how fast he threw the ball in it on his better days. And if you remember, it wasn't all that fast.
No, but he was a pitcher. He threw to spots. He had great control. He was good at deking hitters into swinging at bad pitches, and he was a genius. Baseball.
You know what he said he told his grandkids when they asked him?
Mm.
He said, it was about 95 on my better days.
Mm-hmm.
And they looked a little askance. And he said, yeah, well, granddaddy, how do you know? Your grandmama timed it with her stopwatch.
Yeah.
Hey, enjoying your show.
Thanks. It's nice to get the baseball nostalgia because I know everybody wants to talk about the 16-point lead that Joe Biden now has on Donald Trump. Here's a note from my therapist, Zorba the Greek.
Yeah.
If the polls are saying 14 to 16 points Sleepy Joe lead over our orange man, let me put it in context for you. Remember when Reagan, when he shellacked Mondale, Reagan won by 16 points. He carried 49 states. If the audience doesn't remember Reagan, okay, how about our community organizer of the United States? He whipped McCain's ass by 8. Now, does anybody in their right mind think Biden is going to carry 49 states or beat Trump by twice as much as Obama beat McCain? Please. But, you know, this is how communists work. And Obama practiced this during his presidency. Tell the biggest lie possible. Repeat it knowing that your media is going to cover your bony ass.
Continue to repeat it.
And then it becomes a fact. That's why all of this garbage we're going through as a country right now is happening, because, well, I think we have changed incredibly, as a nation and accepting each other, that doesn't work for one political party's narrative. And the day that we can all embrace our citizenship and just say, we're Americans, man. We are a group of people that come from all different...
Be that way. I don't get that.
Stop with this loyalty. Just be an American. Enjoy the citizenship of the greatest country on the planet.
Right. You know how many people would kill for the opportunity just to be here?
Yes.
For nothing else. No employment, no hospitalization, just to put their feet on the soil.
Yeah. And you don't believe that? The Florida Straits, the waters between the United States and Cuba, at the bottom of that... of that strait and the ocean bed are thousands of contraptions that people tried to flee Cuba. Mm-hmm. That's how bad it is there. And Democrats go, oh, they love it. They got ice cream. All right, we're done here. They're such dumb SOBs.
I got ice cream.
And they don't have air conditioning either, and it's pretty darn hot in Cuba.
Yeah, it is.
How's your AC working? By the way, we've had a couple of cold mornings. They pop on your heat. Did it smell odd in the house? Dust gets in there. Dust is a tremendous waster of energy if it accumulates. This is why a Clark's Club membership pays for itself. For $159, you get two annual tune-ups in front of each major seasonal change. They clean everything out. They check all the working parts, make sure that everything is running at peak efficiency. That way you sail through the upcoming season with minimal energy expenditures, and it pays for itself in savings. When you do need a repair, you're guaranteed 24/7 coverage, not only from their HVAC technicians, but the Clark's amazing plumbers. I still can envision Ed Sullivan, for those of you who remember him.
He's an amazing act. Here's a tremendous act.
It's the plumbers from Clark's. Because they're great. And I love them. And I love Rick and Bobby, and they're great people. So, again, I use the people I ask you to use, and they're the best. 277-2125. Or visit ClarkComfort.com, Alabama certification number 99004.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. Save big on affordable premium dog food at Prattville Farm Center. You'll always deal with hometown folks and get the best prices at Prattville Farm Center. Prattville Farm Center, South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
342, we're a tad behind already.
Good afternoon, Montgomery. Skywatch traffic in Montgomery. We've got moderate congestion on the boulevard all the way around the city. Seeing a lot of outbound traffic on Norman Bridge Road, Madison Avenue, Atlanta Highway, Vaughn Road out from downtown. I-65 and 85 are busy through the city. In Prattville, a little congestion on Cobbs Ford Road. We're very busy on 231 rolling into Wetumpka. Light to moderate traffic on Highway 14 between Prattville and Millbrook. Buckle up, drive carefully. We'll keep you updated. No accidents reported to us at this moment. Everything for fall is at Festival Plaza. Stop by Plato's Closet, ABC Beverage, and more. Festival Plaza, Taylor at Vaughn, another great McClinton & Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
All roads lead to Brubaker Motors, located on the Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery, Alabama. Don't get caught in traffic. Shop online anytime. It's better at Brubaker.com.
Are you missing shingles or seeing dark spots on your roof? One missing shingle could be a sign of weather-related damage that your insurance company may pay for. Hi, I'm Todd Clark, owner of River Region Contracting, your premier roofing contractor. We are a company that takes pride in our workmanship and only use the highest quality materials in the business. If your asphalt shingle roof is older than 10 years, call us for a free inspection on your roof today. Call us at 334-356-8635. That's 334-356-8635. Or visit us at riverregioncontracting.com or like us on Facebook.
It's the 10 best days of fall. The Alabama National Fair kicks off today at 4 p.m. with a salute to our veterans. All military, active, and retired admitted free with proper ID. This year, the fair presents live entertainment nightly on our all-new outdoor stage, presented by Haynes Ambulance, Haynes Lighting, and Haynes Vinyl. The fair also features great outdoor shows like the Canines in Flight, sponsored by Bath Innovations, Kachunga and the Alligator Shows, sponsored by Don Duckin's All-American Auto and Tire, plus lots more. School Days, sponsored by Daryl Bailey and the Montgomery
Montgomery County DA's office will be Monday from 11 to 9 with $5 admission for students through grade 12 and all-you-can-ride wristbands just $15. Visit alnationalfair.org or download our free fare app for a complete schedule of events. Garrett Coliseum clear bag policy in effect. All state, local, and CDC requirements strictly enforced. Don't miss all the great fair food, the midway, games, rides, and live music at the fair. It all begins today at 4 through the 18th.
The Alabama National Fair.
Presented by the Kiwanis Club of Montgomery, Pepsi, and HMMA.
Ad paid for by Progression.
Are you being denied credit? Are you getting hit with high interest rates because of a low credit score? Bad credit happens to good people. In fact, millions of Americans are victims of incorrect or unfair items on their credit report without even knowing. But don't worry, because the Credit Repair Helpline is here for you. We'll communicate with creditors and the credit bureaus on your behalf to address unfairly reported items like late payments, collections, charge-offs, and even bankruptcies, which can lead to a higher credit score. Our proven process has helped hundreds of thousands of people just like you see meaningful improvements to their credit profile. Working to repair your credit today can help you get the new car, new home, or new job you've always wanted. Call 800-939-2371 now and get your free credit score. Call 800-939-2371 to start working to restore your credit. The call is free and the credit evaluation is free. So call 800-939-2371. That's 800-939-2371. Start building your credit today. Again, 800-939-2371.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call them today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Make no mistake about it. The effects of Delta are far-reaching, even into the state of Alabama, especially during the daytime hours tomorrow. For tonight, showers and thunderstorms will be numerous, locally heavy downpours. With the low tonight down to about 72, it'll be breezy. Tomorrow, occasional tropical squalls from the outer rain bands around Delta. Windy tomorrow with wind gusts as high as 30 miles per hour. Threat of a few tropical tornadoes, especially in the afternoon and evening. Our weather app will keep you on top of that action. Instant push notifications. Go to the App Store. Search Rich Thomas Weather. We'll be in the low 80s Saturday and Sunday. Risk of a few leftover downpours on Sunday. Then beautiful weather starts Monday through Wednesday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Whether you're in the market for a car, truck, or SUV, it's a Better Buy at Brubaker. Rain or shine, you can buy online anytime. It's betteratbrubaker.com.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
It's the new fragrance that captures and mystifies, yet leaves many things unexplained. It's Pelosi.
Pelosi.
Mysterious. Confusing. Pelosi.
So, my statement is clear, and let me read it again.
Captivating, yet puzzling.
Sorry, I have to find the page.
Pelosi. Complicated. Baffling.
I was informed when
perplexing. Difficult.
Pelosi. I had the pages out of order.
Pelosi. Unsettling, disoriented. The new fragrance specifically designed to be noticed only by the left nostril.
We don't know if this information is accurate that he's talking about.
Pelosi fragrance, now available with free government subsidies.
Pelosi.
Oh, God. Hey, apparently she's applying the same logic of Obamacare to Joe Biden and stacking the court. Well, we'll have to elect him to find out if that's his plan. What kind of crap is that?
What kills me is people are okay with that. I heard somebody today try to defend it.
Really?
Right. I'm like, wait a minute. If I'm going to vote for you, you're supposed to tell me basically what you stand for. Yeah. And if I agree with it, you get my vote. You don't get my vote and then get in there and then to tell me what you stand for. I think somebody's got it backwards.
Well, we do know this.
We hold these truths to be self-evident. All men and women created by the... You know the thing.
Yeah, there you go.
But do you really know the thing?
I don't think the thing knows the thing. Hey, here's exciting news from our mayor. He is proclaimed Monday, October 12th, as Indigenous Peoples Day. The city of Montgomery joins five other cities in Alabama and many communities across the nation who recognize Indigenous Peoples Day. The growing movement seeks to change the narrative by upholding truth in history and acknowledging Indigenous contributors and the resilience of Native Americans. The Alabama Indigenous Coalition. Everybody's got their own turf. You know, there isn't a people or a nation on the planet that at some point in its history does not have huge episodes of ugliness. Because we look at them from 2020 and play armchair quarterback. How come they're not woke like we are all these years later? At that time, it was about survival. People were seeking a better life. A lot of people that were oppressed in Europe came over here. It's the way the world was. How about if we proclaim, accept History Day! It happened the way it did for a reason. Get over it already. Quit bitching. Quit finding crap. Always stoking the fire, building resentment from this group to that group and everybody else. Well, how about stick your head up your ass day? When can we celebrate that? What a crock of horse manure. It's Columbus Day. So he came here. They didn't know what they were doing back then. They thought the earth was flat. So they showed up here. And people took long, almost unsurvivable rides in creaky wooden ships with barrels full of urine and rotten meat, and half of them didn't even make it from one continent to the other. But that's how great life was over there, that they came to find something better here. And what, do they walk into Arrowhead and start buying houses? For God's sake! They lived harsh lives. Because that's what people had to do. Oppressed, religious oppression. What is this? Virginia has now apparently got a state church. There's something that if you got a church, you got to hire by the state standards.
Yeah, you have to hire.
Even if it goes against church principles.
Right.
Whether you like them or not, that's how America got started, and that's going to be the end of America if it continues.
Well, that's how spoiled we've got, Greg. Then it was all about survival. It's no longer about survival. It's about making me happy and you happy and that one happy. We need to get it back to just being survival.
You got to quit being a frickin'
exactly.
bunch of babies and political hacks exploiting different groups. How does that help diminish our ridiculous murder rate?
Does not.
It doesn't.
Doesn't do a damn thing.
No, it doesn't.
Why don't you work on that? Why don't you call it Let's Not Kill Each Other Monday instead of this nonsense?
It's called Distraction Monday.
Everybody is part of the fabric of history, and no matter what country you're talking about, what civilization you're talking about, they rose and fall for very different reasons, but within each situation. Hey, Gladiator, what a great movie. They're killing each other for sport. We still sort of allow that. But there are some rules. We're not sending people of various religious persuasions, like Christians, into a pit full of lions.
Correct. No longer doing the virgin
Unless
sacrifices.
Unless you live in Virginia.
That's, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Virginia is what will happen to this entire country if it goes blue. Joe Biden, 16-point lead. You know what? The thing that worries me, the reason I have to take that with some seriousness, is because there's a lot of folks out there that just want everything to be calm and quiet. They want the riots to end, and they may vote for whoever they think will, just by electing them, everybody will suddenly be happy. That's the only thing because they've sort of inferred that in their messaging. But if you want a president who has the word, literally, the word vacancy flashing on his forehead because he's just not there, because that's going to make everything calm. The people in Wauwatosa, as their yards and property is being destroyed by rioters, hey, we were on your side when all this. You think they give a rat's ass? You stupid son of a...
Right.
Wake the hell up. It's got nothing to do with police brutality. It's not when you're smashing out store windows, not when you're hauling out stuff. That is not... That's called robbery.
Especially when the guy had a gun.
Yeah, well, look, they're just waiting. There's a network in place. All right, let's just wait for the next one to happen because it's bound to. Somebody's going to come after a cop, wave a gun, or at least put the officer in that incredibly difficult position. Hello. And all these people, I should read my magazine column.
Back I think it's a good idea.
I think today I will.
Today's a really good idea for that, more than ever.
I'm hot.
Yes, you are. You're looking pretty good over here.
I'll believe it when Seth gets here. Georgia Floors Direct on the boulevard across from Lowe's. It is a successful business. You know why? Because they're still doing it the way they did when they first opened, and that is bringing in vast quantities of first-rate flooring from manufacturers of all over the country, of all types and styles, from hardwood, tile, laminate, you name it, they got it. Remnants, whether you want to do a single room or a whole house or an upgrade, 12 months good as cash for qualified customers, and their own team of installers. So when you walk in the doors of Georgia Floors Direct, they've got your back right until the installation is complete and you are 100% satisfied. Jeff Mallinson has an amazing team of people over there to help you navigate all of that inventory. So when you're ready to upgrade a room or your whole house, remember, Georgia Floors Direct on the boulevard across from Lowe's, a flooring destination for over 50 years. At 3:56, Fox News coming up.
Traffic is brought to you by Chad's AC Direct. Why pay $6,500 when you can get the same unit with Chad's AC Direct for only $49.96? Like the cute little girls say, call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad. Chad's AC Direct, 264-6464.
Good afternoon. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. In Montgomery, our busiest spot right now, Taylor Road from Atlanta Highway all the way over to Vaughan Road. We're very busy on the East South Boulevard, Norman Bridge, Atlanta Highway out from downtown at Madison Avenue. And the 31s are beginning to get busy as well, but we have no accidents in the Montgomery area. Not the case for Prattville. We have an accident on Highway 82 at McQueen Smith. If you're traveling on 82 passing McQueen Smith coming up on Highway 31, it's going to cause a momentary delay. Just be aware that it's there. Watch out for emergency vehicles that are on the scene. Create your own deal and buy your new Toyota online at ReinhartToyota.com. You can visit their showroom or buy online at ReinhartToyota.com. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
It's no accident. Brubaker Motors is 80 years strong in the car business, and we treat our customers like family. From our dealership to your driveway, it's better at Brubaker.com.
Boo! Guess who? That's right. This is Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, where we make mortgages easy. If your finances are haunting you, it's time to call Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. That's 567-4223. What if I told you that the money you've been looking for all this time is in your home? This is no trick. By refinancing your mortgage, you may be eligible to lower your interest rate or eliminate monthly mortgage insurance. Would you like to pay off credit card debt, make home improvements, or fund a large purchase? A mortgage refinance may be the answer. What are you waiting for? If your current mortgage payment makes you scream, then it's time to call the Alabama Home Mortgage Team. Clear the cobwebs. Call me, Kim Williams, today at 567-4223. Or visit our website at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama Home Mortgage. NMLS 372-374, Equal Housing Lender.
Duval's Landscapes is your go-to company for anything outdoors. Full-service landscaping, irrigation installation, outdoor lighting and sound systems, retaining walls, paver patios, stone and t-